This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
All right, as a Bears fan, what's the worst case scenario? We've yet to hear anything from Halas Hall.
I think we've reached worst case scenario. I think that no matter who is in charge, because I think this is worst case scenario. We are in worst case scenario, right? Worst case scenario is they're sitting there and actually having debates, 2 days worth of debates, and listening to Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, I don't know, plead for their jobs, make the case of why they're the guys to lead this franchise through the next 4 or 5 years or 3 years, however long you give them. We've seen this for 3 years. The team hasn't improved since they were eliminated from the playoffs. They've gotten worse every single year. So to me, this is the worst case scenario, because I think no news is bad news for Bears fans, because I think they're trying to figure out how long to give Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy with a new, because this is what they're going to do, right? They're going to say, Matt Nagy might be in there saying, I can't win with this guy. With Trubisky. I need a new quarterback. Saw Foles ain't the guy either. He'll be a good backup, but we need a new quarterback, and I want to be a part of that selection process because I wasn't before. So then when you tie a coach to a quarterback, he's going to get more than a year, right? He's going to get at least 3 years. So I think they're talking about extensions for these guys. Because if Nagy has 2 years left on his deal, Ryan Pace has a year left on his deal, we're talking extensions for these guys, extending Ryan Pace a year, extending Ryan Pace 2 years, giving Nagy another year, three years for these guys. They draft a quarterback. You're drafting 20th, which means, guess what? Trader Pace gets to move up, so you're mortgaging even more of the future to draft a quarterback, and then these guys are here for 3 years, and you see what they do with a new quarterback. Now, if it works, it works. But I've seen enough, and I think that's the worst-case scenario, right? Is they're trying to figure out how long to give these guys to make it work.
To me, the worst-case scenario would be George McCaskey not realizing that he needs to make a change until this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me is a bigger issue than, say, you mentioned having these individuals beg for their jobs back, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy.
I don't know if they're begging, but you know what I mean. What I mean.
I think if that's...
I'm walking into my boss's office and he's saying, why shouldn't I fire you?
I think you've already lost the game if you're an employee in a business, and that's the situation you find yourself in, I think you've already lost.
Yep.
Right? Like, and no matter what your walk of life is, what you do for work, like, we've all been in situations where, like, I wonder if I get called in, what do I have to say? What's the excuse? What do I try and figure out? How do I save my butt? How do I look forward? How do I shine this up?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if that's the case with Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, we've all lost. We've already lost. So I feel as if the worst case scenario would be if George McCaskey entered this week. And remember, I'm saying enter the week as in Monday. So you saw what took place on Sunday, and you saw the Bears not be competitive in a wild card playoff game. I wonder if he entered this week with pause, and then the thought of how do I go forward trying to figure out whether or not these two should be back. And if that's the case, I think that's the worst case scenario. Extensions, oh man. If we're extending guys for not advancing in the playoffs, that's pathetic.
Well, look, I'm not saying that they should, but think about it, right? When you get a quarterback, how long does it take for you to see whether or not you have... Like, they're not firing guys on the Dolphins and saying, oh, well, Tua didn't get it in 8 games, so sorry, he's just a bust, and that's it. They gave Trubisky 3.5 years. And you can't just... you're going to ruin quarterbacks faster than you're going to see whether or not they can succeed. If after a year, like let's say they draft a quarterback, right? Doesn't work out. They're not very good. Or they're the same. They're 8-8 again. Let's say they miss the playoffs. You're firing Pace and firing Nagy and bringing in a new coaching staff with a quarterback you just drafted. You're going to ruin the kid. So you have to have some alignment. I'm not saying these guys should be aligned. I want new blood. I want a new coach. I want a new GM. I want someone who's competent in working with quarterbacks to come in and get this right. But that would be what you would do. You would align yourself with, you would make sure your coach and your GM are aligned with the same deal, and they expire at the same time. And then you draft a quarterback, because we know Mitch ain't it, and we know Foles isn't good enough to start.
Dan Weider from the Chicago Tribune, he was on Waddle and Sylvie earlier today, and he has said that he's hearing that people at Halas Hall are unsure of what the future is, what the direction is. This is day two of meetings at Halas Hall between the front office, ownership, and the coaching staff. Brad Biggs, about 5:15 tonight, he tweeted out, "One way to view the silence from the Bears after 2 days of meetings at Halas Hall is that the team is leaving no stone unturned in the evaluation of the entire football operation." He also continued with this tweet, Brad Biggs, "Another way to view this situation, nearly 48 hours removed from a playoff exit, is that the franchise is unprepared to navigate through the complexities of a decision that will chart the course moving forward into the offseason." And I think that's where I get to this worst case scenario, is like if the Bears organization didn't think of any of this until Monday, that to me is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were hosting a show here on this station in this time slot earlier this fall. I would guess it was probably early November, where we listed off the best available jobs, assuming that there were going to be openings. We pointed to the Chargers. We pointed to the Jets. We pointed to the Jags. We pointed to all these different places. And we said, you know, if Matt Nagy's not the guy, there are going to be better situations out there to find your head coach. We had our eyes on the prize back then, early November. Mm-hmm. We saw it coming. So if the Bears were waiting until Monday to get this ball rolling on trying to figure out whether or not Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace should return, that to me is a major problem. Mike in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I kind of agree with what you're saying with, I mean, if this would have been done with the firing of Matt Nagy, it would have been done right after the game or today. So I know that's a short timetable, but if that is on your mind that, hey, if we win this game, we'll probably keep him. If we lose this wild card game, you have to think before, are we making the decision at head coach if we lose? They're thinking about that. And the fact that they didn't do it is just showing that in the NFL, you're going to keep your job from mediocre football play. I mean, Marvin Lewis made his whole career off doing that. So why wouldn't Matt Nagy be in the same position? What you say when you keep this guy is, and I'm speaking for what the owners and the presidents, you know, somewhat have to be thinking, but it's like, they're like, okay, well, we're right there every year. So we just need to change a couple things on offense or bring in a new quarterback coach, and we're 10-6, you know? So they already feel like they're there, and it's so hard to stay consistent in the NFL. I don't think that the organization is going to complain about going like 500 or being like a top 15 team or, you know, on that top half or in the middle. You know, you'll pay to stay that way, I think.
Good call, Mike. Call again. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jeff in Plainfield. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you guys talking about this right now, because someone's got to do it. And I think the bottom line, you know, there's a lot of details involved, but it just comes down to leadership. And it seems like where leaders go just to get their, you know, knees knocked in, because what can they really do? I mean, when you look at it, we're the Chicago Bears, one of the top three markets in the NFL, and we have the same issues year after year. Trubisky, Pace, you know, Nagy, any three of them can go. 1, 2, 3, you pick. But, you know, obviously it's not there. From Cutler to Trubisky, I mean, we've been sitting through this for long enough. And you got to, you know, knock on the McCarthy's door and say, hey, look, how long is this going to go on? Are you going to sit on your cash? Are we going to win some football games, you know? Because a lot of stuff gets fixed. I mean, you look at the defense, how hard they play their heart out, knowing that they can barely score 20 points. Teams fear the Bears' defense, but they know they can win. So they just have to put the points on the board. Now, if that's not obvious, was Trubisky a backup in college? Did he step in after the guy went down? You need leadership ability. So I like drafting talent, period. And we need strong leadership. And it's that time to grab your stones and say, let's go. So I think everyone needs to just get on board and just really pull for strong leaders. I know there's a lot of relationships involved. But when you're talking about strong leadership, look at the 85 Bears. Yeah, Dicka, you know, might not have. You know where he is at. Nobody knows where anybody's at right now. So let's, you know, get some leadership going. And I think everything works out from there and draft on down. So,
all right. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Kyle and Valpo, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Kyle?
Oh, not too much. I appreciate you taking my call. I mean, just to hit on what other callers were saying, especially the leadership, it's tough to admit that you made an error. You just didn't hire the right guys. I get it. It's a business, but when you're a great business owner, they have the guts to make the call. When it comes down to a quarterback, I was looking at numbers, and I thought this was the most interesting thing. We've had 54 Super Bowls played. 14 winning quarterbacks are in the Hall of Fame. Some of those quarterbacks have won multiple Super Bowls. 11 winners, not in the Hall of Fame. And there's 8 currently: Brady, Roethlisberger, Peyton and Eli Manning, Breeze, Russell Wilson, Mahomes, and Rodgers. They're not in the Hall of Fame yet. But assuming all those guys, all 8, get in, we're talking about 22 Super Bowl winning QBs in the Hall of Fame. And that leaves Fouts, Moon, Sonny Jurgensen, who never reached a Super Bowl, and Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, and Fran Tarkenton are in the Hall. But, you know, they reached a Super Bowl, but never won. When you miss on a quarterback, that's enough right then and there to cost you your job. And so with that being said, the next guy that comes in has to hit. It cannot be Pace. It cannot be Nagy. It didn't work out. It's all right. They can admit that. They need to move on, and they need to find the quarterback. Because like I just said, we're talking about almost half or more than half with quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls, you know, of the 54. So that is the most important position, and that's why they have to hit, you know, the next quarterback drafted, they have to hit on it. Trubisky's not the answer. I get it. We've seen that in sports. Look at Byron Buxton in Minnesota. He's a high draft pick. It just hasn't panned out. That's all right, but you have to have the guts to move on.
Thank you for the call, Kyle. We appreciate it. 312-332-3776. So if you look at this situation, there is no news yet. To me, that is strange. I feel as if we would already know if everything was settled and everyone's coming back. Wouldn't we know when Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace were going to meet the media this week? And I know it's not necessarily for our benefit because we do this and we have to cover it. But
yeah,
I as a fan, I would like to know, okay, they're speaking. Boom, it's done. They know what they're doing.
No,
there's got to be some back and forth within House Hall trying to figure out what the H they're actually doing.
If I had to put my money on it, they're back. And I think this is just trying to figure out what the future is. Because if I'm Ryan Pace, I'm saying, okay, I'm back, but I want more than a year to get this right. And then they're working on deals. Nagy's going to say, hey, what can I do with assistants? Are we happy with these assistants? You know, what about Pagano? What about, you know, DeFilippo? What about Lazor? Like all these guys, you have to go through if those things are being, cause that's why I think, cause otherwise, if it was just done and they were said, they're like, look, if you lose this game, you're done. And the way that they lost, you should be done. And that would have been settled Monday. We would have been, you know, we would have had the press conferences over, done. That's it. You know, like we've heard from people from fans that want that. But I think this is now trying to figure out the logistics moving forward.
For the future, I think there are two ways about going about this. Two ways to figure this out. I'll tell you about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
The Bears are at a crossroads. Because we know, we want a new head coach, we want a new GM. Personally, I do. You want that too, right?
Yeah.
Tyler, you're in. You
sign me up.
You're down for that? Okay.
New GM gang.
So like we've established that, right? Yeah. But there are different ways to go about this as a franchise in the National Football League. There are two ways, and they're at a crossroads. And it depends on which path they want to take, right? There is the path down the road that goes to starting over, right? New GM, new head coach, new quarterback, everything mm-hmm. fresh, everything new.
Mm-hmm.
There's a path that goes that way. We're at the crossroads. There's also a path that goes the opposite way, which is standing pat. They could keep all of these individuals,
mm-hmm.
Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, probably not Trubisky, but maybe they bring back Mitchell Trubisky, Nick Foles, and it's basically the same group that you have, Allen Robinson, that you had this year that just didn't quite get it done. But they say, okay, we're going to fix this, tweak that, and everything's going to be better next season.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why you could suggest that there are two ways to go about this. Because there are teams in the National Football League that are stable. And these stable franchises have had success over an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say that they've had that success and they've been stable because of the success. Or you could also say the reason they've had success is because they are a stable franchise, right? And when you think about it, you think of the Green Bay Packers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens, the New England Patriots, Seattle Seahawks, right?
Just extended their GM today.
So like, those are the teams.
They just got rid of their offensive coordinator, like, 5 minutes ago. But still.
Tweaking. But stable, right?
Stable, yeah. Pete Carroll's still there.
So, stable. You have Green Bay, Baltimore, Seattle, New England, Pittsburgh. And then you have teams who have also had recent success at different levels going down the path of change.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, Arizona, Tennessee. Tennessee, more success over the other two. But if you remember, Miami had a coach who they didn't like, and they immediately changed. Boom, they get a coach that they like.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Arizona. They've done the same thing. Both have young quarterbacks. Kyler Murray is someone we all believe in. Tua Tagovailoa, we'll figure out. But Tennessee was in a situation where they had fire coach, here's a coach. Oh, well, here's Vrabel. We put Vrabel. Oh, here's the mix that we want. They kept changing things until they find something that works. I know people are going to respond and say, well, Arizona didn't make the playoffs. Miami didn't make the playoffs. So what do you mean? You make changes, you have success. I think people would say that both of those franchises, the arrow is pointing up,
mm-hmm.
right? We can agree on this.
Absolutely.
So I think there is rationale out there to suggest that being a franchise that is stable leads to success. But then again, you have to have the right people in place to then be a stable franchise. So the Bears are at a crossroads, whether to change everything out, start over, or go down the other path, which is stay pat, keep everything the same, and hope that consistent winning football takes over an extended period of time, because these are the right people. I think the three of us in this room, we've decided already that the people that they have running things are not the right people. They need to change. But you could see that there are franchises that have had success because they're not flipping out coaches
mm-hmm.
and GMs every couple of years. They're stable organizations. There are two paths there. I think the Bears need to take the path of change and find the right people to then go down the pathway of the future for this team.
Okay, so let me ask you this question again, right? Name the stable organizations again for me. You went through.
Yeah, I top of mind, Green Bay,
okay.
Baltimore.
Hold on. Oh, slow.
You said
down.
Name the teams.
Yeah, but give me like a minute here. I'm trying to build on what you said. I'm trying to build on what you said, okay?
Green Bay Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, keep going.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, Lamar Jackson, recent change in quarterback, but they did have a quarterback for a long period of time, and then they now have another new franchise quarterback. I would say that once the fifth-year option comes around, they will pick it up for Lamar Jackson.
I would say Lamar Jackson's a better situation for a quarterback than for Baltimore going mm-hmm. forward than what mm-hmm. they previously had when mm-hmm. they were winning.
Okay, keep going.
The Joe Flacco.
Keep going.
Seattle Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
New England Patriots.
Tom Brady for the longest time, but I would say that now with Bill Belichick is more the agent of that stability. Keep going.
Pittsburgh. Steelers.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
You notice a theme here? Do you notice a theme here?
I do notice.
Do you
a
notice
theme.
A theme here?
Some of those franchises were winning.
You could say Kansas City now too. With I would say they're going to be pretty stable for a while.
Yeah,
they're going to be good for a while. Why? Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Do you notice a theme here? Do you notice a pattern here?
Yeah.
Do you notice a pattern here about the position and the quality of the position? Now, let me tell you this. See, this because this is the flowchart. This is all I need. I walk in, and let's say I'm Ryan Pace, right? And I walk in, and George McCaskey's sitting there with his leather jacket on, and you've got Ted Phillips sitting there with his calculator out, and they've got a whiteboard behind them, right? Where they're writing things down. All you have to say is, you pick Trubisky over Watson and Mahomes. And then you say, you draw a little line and you go, who did this? And then you write Ryan Pace. Did he have any help? No, he went rogue. Did he? What did his scouts say?
Did he have any help?
Don't pick Trubisky. What did he listen to anybody else in doing this? No, he didn't. Okay, because the Bears had a chance to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears had a chance to be stable. Let's say everything would have been the same, right? Up to 2018, everything would have been the same. Let's say you drafted Mahomes. Let's say you drafted Deshaun Watson. And Fox is there. They don't like him. He leaves. They want an offensive guy. Nagy comes in. He's actually got a quarterback that can maybe run that Kansas City system. You've got a good defense. You go out and you make a ballsy trade. And you get signed Khalil Mack because you know that quarterback position is locked up. That's stability. And don't give me this BS about the offensive line, because the year they went to the playoffs in 2018, they had a top, I think it was 12 offensive line. They had a middle of the road. This year they were 20th, so they were 10 spots higher. They had a top 10, top 12-ish offensive line. So they were good. They were decent. They were good enough to get the job done if they would have had Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. That's stability. Then today on January 12th, 2021, maybe we're previewing another playoff game. Or recapping a playoff win, as opposed to talking about, well, should they stay or should they go? You need stability at the one position that your GM got wrong.
And
that, to me, is enough for him to leave.
That's a fair way to look at it, but then I would follow up and say, did the quarterbacks make the stability in the franchise, or were those franchises stable to begin with? Thus, they did everything they could to find the right quarterback. You know, Seattle, Russell Wilson is not a top draft pick. Same with Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens. They knew that they had to take chances and go find those quarterbacks, let them compete with other options. You know, and like that, that's where Seattle, I think, is brilliant, because they went out and signed a quarterback. They still drafted a quarterback and said, go compete. Here, we were in a situation, they drafted the quarterback, and then they were afraid to even push him. It's ridiculous.
There's some chatter out there if you want it. You want some chatter?
What's the chatter?
NFL chatter. Brad Biggs is saying that the rumor flying around the NFL right now is that the Bears will retain GM Ryan Pace and coach Matt Nagy into 2021. That's what folks working in the league have heard. We'll see if the team has something this evening, but that is the chatter that's out there right now.
So it's not news, but
it's not news.
It's chatter.
It's chatter. That's what he's saying. Look, if Biggs knew it, he'd put it out.
Well, that's why I'm questioning the newsman. Not actually
putting it out. Chatter. He's putting
that's
it out
soft,
the chatter.
That's a soft sell there.
He's putting out the chatter. I'm just saying the chatter's
sell.
Out there, man.
James and New Lennox, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Man. What's
how
going
you?
On?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up some stuff about Bauer and Watson. I don't know why people keep talking about these guys coming to town. As soon as La Russa got signed, I want to say Bauer sent out a tweet saying he'd never play for him. And then the issue with Watson and the Bears and him feeling like they ignored him in the draft process. I don't think he's going to leave Houston and want to come to Chicago. I mean, it seems kind of almost like it'd be a similar situation for him. So I don't see either happening. And I think people should just quit talking about both. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, James. Yeah, I mean, on the Deshaun Watson, I think it's just hopeful Bears fans just wishing that they'll get a shot at Deshaun Watson. We have a lot of phone calls, 312-332-3776. If you call the show, you will get on the air. We'll talk Bears with you next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Breaking news. Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network is reporting the Bears defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano has decided to retire. Sources tell Garofolo and Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. So Chuck Pagano deciding to retire will not be back as the Bears defensive coordinator.
Yep.
Okay, so
I figured he would be the...
You get to defend this because...
How do I get to defend this?
Because you're the defender of the defense.
Yeah.
You are the one that has all the stats. You're going to tell us how great the defense is.
Uh-huh.
Is Chuck Pagano the fall guy for why this team has not succeeded? And will Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy be back? And will Chuck Pagano be the honorary fall guy?
Yeah, he will be the
guy who's going to retire. He's going to head off on his own. And the defense is to blame for what's going on here.
Yeah, I think that Pagano will be the fall guy for Eddie Goldman deciding to opt out this year and for Jalen Johnson missing the last few games of the season and Roquan Smith missing the playoff game and half of the game to get you into the playoffs in the Packers. I think he will be. And yeah, the guy, they haven't performed. Should you have paid Eddie Jackson? Probably not. Okay, has Robert Quinn been worth his contract? Probably not. You can say that the defense underperformed, but the injuries and Eddie Goldman not being there also contributed to it. Yeah, the defense has regressed every year since 2018. That I'm not denying that. But to say that they're the reason that the Bears aren't succeeding is ridiculous. Because they're still, by most metrics, a top 15 defense. They're still middle of the pack, though. They were number one in 2018. Then they dropped to top 10 in 2019. Now they're 15th. So they're actually, what are they? 14th in defensive DVOA to end the season after last week. I had to say it. 35 minutes without saying DVOA.
How do you feel?
I feel better.
A little itchy?
I feel better. Okay, I almost said SP Plus if we would have started with Alabama,
okay,
but we didn't. So my point is this, though, that, yeah, he was probably going to get fired or retire, and he chose retirement. He chose the honorary way out. He fell on the sword himself as opposed to someone driving it through his back.
But
the problem is, Chris, you can't say that the injuries and Eddie Goldman not being there and Akeem Hicks missing a couple games didn't contribute to it. Did they pay the wrong guys? Yes. Did they regress? Yes. But the injuries were also a factor.
I agree.
Okay.
The defense is good.
But they're not the reason that this team that people keep calling in and say, well, the defense let them down. The offense couldn't score.
Listen, the defense didn't play well at times.
No, of course they didn't.
You have to accept that.
Of course they didn't. Of course they didn't.
They can have good stats and also play poorly.
Which one of the seven Bears drives that ended, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, 7 Bears drives that ended in a punt against the Saints was because of the defense.
No, listen, I agree with you on this. The point of me pointing it out, though, to you is that if this is all that takes place, we're going to have a problem.
This is going to be all that takes. I would put my money on this is all that takes place.
We go to Brian Buffalo Grove. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. Yeah,
I agree. That's all that is going to happen. That's all that's going to happen. He was the fall guy, and those two clowns are going to be back, and Trubisky's going to be back. There's nothing... Waddle said it earlier that there was a better quarterback out there. Well, I want you guys to explain who the better quarterback is out there with the contract situation and the salary cap that the Bears are in with getting that Nick Foles contract, the Quinn contract, and the Khalil Mack contract. There is no better quarterback option out there. If you're talking to me about Sam Darnold, he's a wash-up. If you're talking to me about Cam Newton, he's a wash-up. So there is no better quarterback out there than what they already have on their roster until they decide that they're going to go ahead and do exactly what Ryan Pace said he was going to do at the beginning of his tenure, and that was draft the quarterback every year, which he hasn't done except for once, and he screwed that up. And by the way, the last thing I'll say is everybody's sitting there banging this Eddie Goldman drum, but tell me when the last time that guy went to the Pro Bowl.
All right.
Well, Abdallah, go ahead.
Pro Bowls don't matter.
What? He hung up? Brian hung up?
Trubisky has gone to a Pro
defend
Bowl.
Defend Eddie Goldman's honor, Abdallah.
Dude, have you seen Eddie, the size and
I'm
the
just trying
space
to instigate. Eddie
no, I want
I'm just
you.
Trying to instigate.
I want you to defend your guy. He said defend Darnold's him. Washed up. Defend your guy.
I mean, listen. There's
You'd
nothing
give a pinky for him.
No,
pinky
I
toe.
I would not.
Pinky toe?
No.
You guys could have little hair talks. It'd be called hair chat.
What do you mean?
Because you talk about the hair that you guys have.
His hair's not that good.
He's got a nice poof.
James and Wheaton, you're on ESPN 1000.
It's a good poof.
I've got better hair.
It's a
James.
Good poof.
Wow. Hey, guys. Hey, I just kind of want to challenge this concept that a quality quarterback is what brings stability to a franchise. You know, you look at other teams that have had quality quarterbacks that are constantly going up and down. Guys like Detroit, Atlanta. I know Atlanta at least got at least to the Super Bowl once, but there are so many teams that have solid quarterbacks that the Bears would love to have that are still super unstable. And I just think that it possibly could be more about learning to develop players, draft picks, and not chasing those big name free agents that actually bring stability. I'm gonna hang up and let you guys kind of talk that out.
Yeah, James, good call. And you know, it is. I think it goes hand in hand. But I do think there are teams that have been stable over the last 20 plus years. That you know, how many times have the Pittsburgh Steelers changed head coaches? They don't. But they've had multiple quarterbacks. I know Ben Roethlisberger's been there for a long time. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. But they've gone through quarterbacks in the past, and they've been a stable franchise. We're going to watch it now. Like, here's the test for all this conversation. What happens with the Patriots in the next 5 years? Because if the Patriots completely bottom out and Bill Belichick never wins again, then, yeah, James is right. It's the quarterback that makes the franchise. And not the stability of the front office, the head coach, and everything else in the operation that makes the team. Because the Patriots, if they don't have success anymore after Brady, life after Brady, that's going to be an example we can point to in this situation. But Baltimore, they just stumbled. You know, they find Lamar Jackson a draft a couple years ago. You know, he hasn't been there for the last 15 years. So is this latest tweet?
This is news.
There's news now?
Hit it.
Okay, all right. Because I saw something.
This is breaking news.
What's going on?
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Is this one good?
I told you.
Yeah, you want me to do this one? You want to do this one?
I think you're going to have a little more enthusiasm than I will for
but
this.
But if you do it, you might make the promo or something.
Ooh, I might, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
No, it's okay. You
Dan
can.
Weider from the Chicago Tribune. League source. Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will be back in 2021. Chuck Pagano is retiring. That's something that we already knew here on the show. But Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will be back in 2021 per Dan Weider in the Chicago Tribune. Wow. Bears fans, listen. My initial reaction is this, because we're on the radio at the moment and I don't have time to think this out. This is garbage.
It's absolute garbage.
It's absolute garbage because I don't think that this combination can get it done. So now we are going to tread water and we're going to go back into the same cycle that we just saw the Atlanta Falcons perform.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of last season, we knew the Falcons did not have the right pieces in place. They start this season off with high expectations. And they lose a bunch of games at the start, and they fire everybody. And this year for the Falcons has been a complete waste. That's exactly what's going to take place here. You think Ryan Pace is going to fix the quarterback position by the start of next season?
Well, here's the thing: what does he do with the quarterback position? Is this the bring back boys? Is this ever bringing everybody back? Is this one more ride with Trubisky? Is that what they're going to do?
But that's what I'm telling you. If that's the solution, that's not fixing the quarterback position. And then Matt Nagy, you going to run the ball ever? Hey, pal, you going to run the football?
Well, he finally figured it was those last few games, Chris. He finally figured it out.
Yeah, except Montgomery against the Saints carried the ball 12 times. What are you doing there? How are you coming back?
The willingness to accept mediocrity is ridiculous. And it's something that they have a tendency to do because of the luxury of the fan base that's going to keep going to games because it's the NFL and because there's only 8 of them and because you're not including preseason. And it's a, I don't know if he's still on the line, but there was someone that called earlier that said he signed up for the season ticket waiting list 9 years ago and took 9 years to get through 15,000 people. And he finally got them and he's going to get them because he's not waiting another 9 years to get them. So that's what they have. They have the luxury of owning an NFL team. And with the NFL, 8-8's acceptable. 8-8's acceptable for another year. And now you're setting your franchise back another year. So what, are we starting looking at coaching candidates for next season, or what are we doing here?
312-332-3776. How they're both coming back after what we just saw this season. You're not 8-8, you're 8-9. Did they forget the way the Bears looked against the Saints? They were competitive in the first half. Blown out in the second half.
Competitive in the first half?
It was close. It was close. What was the score at halftime?
Competitive.
You're in a football game that you could win at halftime.
Punt, downs, punt, field goal, punt,
punt. You're ignoring my question.
Huh?
At halftime, what was the score?
It doesn't matter what the score was. You're inept.
That was my question.
You're inept.
Of course they're inept. But they're all coming back with their jobs safe.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at 3CHI. That's the number 3CHI, the leader in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. Visit 3CHI.com for more info and use the promo code ESPN21 for 5% off.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Mediocrity is acceptable for the Chicago Bears. Jeff Dickerson now confirming the news that is out there. Matt Nagy, head coach for the Bears, general manager Ryan Pace, they will both return in 2021 for the Chicago Bears. So Bears fans, 312-332-3776, talk to us about this. Now listen, we're all Bears fans. I get it. Like, we all have a ton invested in this team. I'm just at a loss that this is acceptable. Ryan Pace, this isn't his second year on the job. He's been the general manager for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
5+ years, right? He's been the general manager of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not closer now to winning a Super Bowl than they were before. I get it. He built up a defense. The defense is starting to erode. And you have no escape hatch. How are you going to fix the quarterback position with no ability to go out and spend or use draft capital to move up in the NFL draft to find that quarterback in the first round? This is why I'm so bothered by this, because
yeah,
this team is not a championship-level franchise.
Well, here's your flow chart.
And they should be.
Here's your flow chart. Does this team, do you think this team can make the playoffs, yes or no?
Yeah, they could probably make the playoffs again.
With whom?
They figured it out this year.
With whom?
Without being a jerk, they figured it out this year. They made the playoffs.
They figured it out this year because another team had to lose for them to get in.
Still happened. It still happened. So to answer your question, yeah, they
could. One more loss at the beginning of the season. They don't come back against the Falcons or the Lions. They're not in.
I'm aware, but it happened. So continue your flow chart.
So next season, they think they win the play. Do you think they'll make the playoffs next season?
They could.
Yes or no? It's a yes. There's no. They could. It's a
no,
yes or
I,
no.
I thought they would go 7-9 this year. They ended up with 9 losses.
Okay. Well,
at the end of the day, I mean.
Okay.
So no, no.
Here, take one of these dollars.
No.
Think here.
No.
All right.
Don't.
So yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do they have an answer quarterback? Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Right,
no, they
well, then
don't.
Why are they here? Then why are they here?
Rob in Northbrook, it's you're stupid. On ESPN 1000. Rob.
Succeeded on a consistent basis, man. So I run a sales team. If I didn't train, mentor my teammates, and I failed to hit budgets, goals 5 years in a row, I don't know how I could still make a case for my job. Is this for real? Come on.
Yeah, it's for real. Yeah, that's the life of being a Bears fan. You have to mm-hmm. question when they make their decisions whether or not this is real life.
What team do I root for next?
Well, you're from Northbrook. I mean, so... You're closer to, you know.
Don't go Packers.
I mean.
No Packers.
I mean.
Yeah, Indy. I mean, you could be.
Indy. The Colts. Yeah.
Is that Chicago's south side?
You've got Broncos.
Team? Is that
you've got a bunch
here?
Of Broncos
the
colors,
the Colts?
Right? The navy and the orange. You've got Broncos colors.
That's true.
So I don't know, man.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate
it. Be good, man. Thank
you. Ryan and Valpo, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. This is really upsetting. I watch Bears games with my dad every Sunday, and he's only getting every older. I'm 26, and I just want to watch him compete for a Super Bowl again or hopefully win one till he dies. But I'm pretty much looking past next season already with those two clowns in charge, because Matt Nagy just doesn't know how to coach a football team. He doesn't know how to be a guru on offense. So my kind of thoughts, and I want to hear you guys talk about, I don't think Doug Peterson's going to get a job this offseason, and I don't think that's a bad thing. What would it be like maybe having him come in once these two clowns get out of here? And I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
It'd be the same as having Nagy. Yeah. They're the same coach. They're the same coach. They're the look at Peterson's staff when they won that Super Bowl. Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator. That's why they were good. They had a great defense. Doug Peterson is Matt Nagy. You need new ideas. You need the Bienemies. You need the Dables. You need those guys. Innovative stuff.
It's
not
weird.
Just the same coach over and over again.
It's weird with Peterson. It worked really well a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But the Eagles, since that point, since they won the Super Bowl, have been a sub-500 team. With all that talent. Remember, when they went to the Super Bowl, that offseason rolling into the next year, after the Super Bowl, we were like, that team is loaded with talent. Young quarterback, they're ready to take off. They completely whiffed. That's why he's out. I'm not a fan of Peterson, but I don't see it. You know, like, what would you're going to bring him in? Like, I wouldn't say that he's the guy to go after Nagy. If anything, he'd be a part of this staff in some capacity.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Dave and Aurora, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Dave?
Talking about worst-case scenario, it seems like we're the Chicago Browns now. But, hey, at least the Browns turned it around. And basically, my point is, when you talk about a stable organization, you look at some of these tough decisions they had to make. The Packers had to bump out Favre, but Rodgers stepped in because they developed him. They knew. They knew this ahead of time. Patriots, Belichick, had Garoppolo ready to go. It, you know, there was other things involved. I think Brady obviously went to a better situation. But, you know, you have to know where you want to go, first of all. And then you have to make some tough decisions. I mean, these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you ask one or the other, it's both. It's compounding. We are compounding a bad situation. So, first of all, you have to know where you want to go. And I'll leave it, where are we going?
Good call, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Lakeview. Paul, you're on ESPN 1000.
Paul!
Paul's not there. Let's go to Darren in Dallas on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Darren?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, it's quite obvious that Bears management don't care about their fan base at all. I am furious behind these two clowns staying on. You know, I'm not going to spend another dime on Bears apparel, and that's what we have to do as fans. We really have to try to hurt them economically some kind of way. And I know you're going to say guys are going to go to the game because we love the Bears, but if we want some real change, we got to take some real action as fans. And we got to say, hey, we're not going to accept this mediocrity anymore. If they start to see some Green Bay jerseys around Chicagoland, a bunch of them, maybe they'll feel a little bit of the pain that we feel because we suffer each year with this BS. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Thanks, Darren. Darren's suggesting that we march around Chicago in Green Bay jerseys to show the McCaskies that we're fed up with the Chicago Bears. Can I address something that Darren just brought up there? Because I think there's a bit of a misnomer when it comes to people not showing up to NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is something that's real, and it's impactful. I'm going to tell you about that in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.